Coach on the road once again, take youngsters behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I got the man, Hamo, let him introduce himself to my audience.
How you doing? Joshua Palacios, the Chicago White Sox. You here?
Josh, where you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York.
Baby. Yes, sir.
A New York boy wide up in the shot.
A lot of hard work. Nice to be here, though. Definitely nice to be here.
So we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes, what it's like being a major league ball player. What's this big league journey been like for you?
Oh, man. Me, it's a lot of ups and downs. This is my fourth team that I've been on. I was started off with the Blue Jays. Then after that, went to the Nationals, Pirates, and then here. Uh-huh. But all the way back to high school, took a lot of hard work, uh-huh. a lot of dedication, not a lot of days off, and just trying to be the best on the field every single time I'm out there to give myself an opportunity.
Fourth team, what you trying to do? Explore all 30 teams?
Free tour around America.
Okay, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues.
Uh-huh.
You guys think you guys get drafted, you just in the big leagues. They didn't know you had to go through all this.
No, sir. I got drafted in 2016. I didn't make it to the show until 2021. It's a long process. It's a lot of work. And one thing I can say is, like, you got to constantly be focusing on getting better, uh-huh. not just producing the results. Because when you get drafted, you're not a major league player. Like, uh-huh. It's a long way to get to the show. So you got to be focused every single day on what you can do to better yourself to make yourself a major league player, and then you'll be able to play in the big leagues.
So 5 years in the minor leagues.
Yeah, 5 years in the minor leagues. I played at almost every level. From rookie ball, I only missed short season rookie or advanced rookie. They don't have that level anymore. Uh-huh. But I went through all 8 of the levels.
So what was that journey like? I mean, what was that minor league experience like?
Oh, it's tough. It's not. It's hard to explain. It's worse in person, but I was in the old minor leagues before we had a little bit of a change with the union, but it was a lot of long bus rides. We traveled every 3 days. The bus would be at 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes. You hop on a bus at 3 in the morning, you get to where you got to get to at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you go straight to the field from there. A lot of long nights sleeping on the bus, eating McDonald's and Wendy's, and away from your family. Sleeping 4 or 5 guys in a 1-bedroom apartment. Uh-huh. It's not easy. And when they talk about getting your mind right and being mentally strong for the game, this is what they're talking about. And then on top of that, you got to face 95, 96, 97 every single day and perform. So definitely got to be locked in, and definitely have to have a strong mind to make it through.
So you got that old school mind. So you know about them peanut butter jelly.
Oh, yeah, man. First level I was at, the only thing we had to eat on the day was ham sandwiches and peanut butter jelly every single day for 150 days in a row.
So you got to be spoiled up here in the big leagues.
Oh, now,
chef and everything.
I'm blessed. We got a chef. We got food. We got options. We got drinks and salsa water. It's a beautiful thing. But when you get here, you've earned that right from everything you did from before.
Uh-huh. So you don't know nothing about no peanut butter jelly up here.
I don't want to see no peanut butter jelly up here no more. I'm tired of that, man. Tired of that.
And then no more Motel Sixes?
Yeah, no more. We had a lot of Motel Sixes in the minor leagues. A lot of Motel Sixes. Sandwiches home, eat them at home, order Domino's pizza. A lot of the places that are in the middle of nowhere, so for city kids, a little bit of a shock. But you got to remind yourself while you're there, to play baseball and get better, so you got to do what you have to do.
And then, you know, you go to different, or you get around different players, there's language barriers and all those things.
Yeah, there's language barriers, there's guys from different countries and cultures, which me, I enjoyed because I got to know everybody and got to learn a bunch of things about a bunch of new people, which is a cool experience for me. But definitely, yeah, take Spanish serious in school because you're definitely going to be speaking in Pro Bowl.
And then, you know, when I get at college ball, summer travel, you know, I kid every race I did coach over 40 plus years of coaching. And, you know, I got inner city kids that they learned about country music and this and that. So I guess you learned it all.
Oh, yeah. I went to school down in Texas, so I got to learn about riding horses and cows and country music. Got to experience a bunch of different things going to all these different places, Texas, Alabama, now Chicago. So you get to learn about different cultures and you expand your mind to learn things you probably wouldn't learn if you didn't play baseball.
And, you know, I guess when you got to the big leagues, they didn't know your name was Josh. They thought your name was Rookie, huh?
Oh, yeah. But you earn your stripes as time goes by. But it's definitely part of the process. You got to enjoy it. You got to enjoy being a rookie because it's only going to happen once. And every game is the last time you're going to play that particular game. So you got to enjoy it.
So, you know, let's take our fans behind the scenes. You get called to the big leagues. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get the privilege coming in the ballpark early. You walk through a tunnel and parts the fans never see the ballpark, and then you walk in the locker room. What is it like walking in that major league locker room?
It's a blessing. That's the best way I can explain it. This is a dream come true. Every day I just try to be grateful. When I walk in here, remind myself that this is what I'm doing for work. Because unlike my other family, I got my father's a carpenter. Like, I got friends that are digging ditches and working in the streets for work, just grinding and breaking up concrete and stuff. And I get to be blessed to come in here, do this for a living, have a beautiful locker, get some nice food. Definitely makes you want to work harder, continue to do what you have to do to help the team out. This is a beautiful life.
You're still pinching yourself like I'm really here.
Do every once in a while, man. I try to sometimes, you know, like anything, you get used to it.
Yeah.
I try to remind myself to stay grateful and thank God for the opportunity he's given me and what he continues to do in my life.
So, I mean, you know, obvious course, when you got to the big leagues, got that call you was going and got here, did you cry?
Oh, nah.
Come on, you know you cried.
I did it. The first time I got called up was the Blue Jays. I remember my manager thought I was going to cry. I didn't cry. I was just so excited. I mean,
he didn't cry. We know you cry.
I'm not much of a crier. I mean, I was happy. I remember I was just really excited and really grateful for the opportunity. It just didn't, the first couple of days, I didn't even register that I was in the show yet. It just took a little bit of time for me to realize, like, oh, shoot, this is actually where I'm playing. So.
What about mama? Mama cry? I know mama
cry. My mom don't cry.
Mama cry.
No, my mom don't cry. She don't play. She a tough lady. She didn't cry. She was just excited. My dad was excited. I remember I called my best friend and he cried.
Oh, okay. Somebody cried. All right, I got
somebody
you.
Cry.
Coach with the man, JP.
Thank you,
right.
Man.
Thanks you have a good one, Coach.
And as a reminder, I have written a book, The Diary of a Coach, 40 years. I just can't tell it all. If you have not gotten your copy of the book, you can order it online right now at thediaryofacoach.com. That's thediaryofacoach.com.
Chapter 6. Many believe that having a good season in their junior or senior year will automatically lead to being drafted, but that's often misleading. Chapter 6. You can present 5 of the most promising draft prospects to 10 MLB scouts, and it's possible that 7 or 8 of them might not see those players as future draft picks.
That's thediaryofacoach.com.